Through the many difficult years of community change and integration in Birmingham, he has been a strong and steady witness to Muslims in the city, holding firm the key role of this central mosque. A man of courage and integrity, he has been constantly called upon to address issues which have international implications, and never failed to give a clear message, even when it was seen by others as controversial. It was his ready response to Rabbi Leonard Tan, may he rest in peace, after the disaster of the 11th of September 2001 that brought about the Birmingham Faith Leaders Group, which continues to be a source of strength to the whole community. We shall remember him in the words he quoted from the Holy Quran in the Birmingham Mail on the 30th of June 2007. Do you who believe in God be maintainers of peace, bearing witness for God, even though it be against your own selves or your parents or near relations, rich or poor? God has better right over you than either of them. Peace be with you.
Birmingham Faith Leaders Group, which I had the good fortune to be a member along with Dr. Naseem, represents all major faiths in this city. Some of our friends are here today. Some are away out of the country or out of the city. And that is why Monsieur Timothy Menzies read the message of Archbishop. But we have also other messages, very important messages. We have a message from Cardinal Vincent Nicol. We have a message from Bishop David Urquhart. We have a message from Hindu Council of Britain. And we also got a message from the Buddhist community in Birmingham. These messages are going to be read to you by the secretary, executive secretary of the Birmingham Faith Leaders Group, Mr. Jonathan Gurley.
Friends, I bring the greetings of members of the Faith Leaders Group who wish to share with you in your remembrance and your sorrow at the passing of our friend, Dr. Naseem. On Tuesday, after we learned of his passing, the Faith Leaders Group issued a statement which was taken up in the press and is briefly quoted, one sentence on the back of your programme. I would just like to read one paragraph from that statement to start with. The group said, "We remember Dr. Naseem as an insightful and courageous man of faith, invariably courteous, thoughtful, and gentle in all his dealings. At the same time, he maintained a strong sense of justice and many times demonstrated his willingness to challenge and stand up for the rights and responsibilities of faith in wider society, in the knowledge that religious faith is a powerful influence for good in the world. Our thoughts and prayers are with Dr. Naseem's family at this sad time, and with all at Birmingham Central Mosque and the wider Muslim community of Birmingham." That statement was sent to the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Westminster on that same day, and he responded and wished a very brief statement to be made. Cardinal Vincent Nicol was a member of the Faith Leaders Group when Archbishop of Birmingham for a number of years and worked closely with Dr. Naseem. He wished to make it known that he wanted to be associated with that statement of the faith leaders group. And he asked for these words to be spoken today. I'm saddened to hear of the death of Dr. Mohammed Nassim, for so many years chairman of Birmingham Central Mosque. I readily associate myself fully with the eloquent statement issued by the Birmingham Faith Leaders Group, of which I was a member for a number of years. I too offer to his family and to the Muslim community my condolences and assurances of my prayer. Vincent Cardinal Nichols. Unable to be here today was the Anglican Bishop of Birmingham, the Right Reverend David Urquhart. He has sent this message to be read. We were saddened to hear of the death of Dr. Nassim, who has been such a significant part of the life of this mosque, the Muslim community, and across Birmingham for the past 50 years. His commitment to building good links with people of all faiths has encouraged and enabled many others to follow his example and reach out in friendship to people from different faiths and backgrounds. His intellectual courage and clear thinking and speaking were especially appreciated by Bishop David. He will be deeply missed by those of us fortunate enough to have known him, but we are confident that his influence will be felt for some time to come as others continue his work. Our prayers are with his family, friends, and all those from the Muslim community mourning at this time. And a message from the Hindu Council of Birmingham. We are sorry to hear of Dr. Nassim's sudden departure. His death will be felt by the faith communities of Birmingham as he has played an important role in the Birmingham Muslim community. Through the years that we have known him as a person of character. He spoke from his heart and always went out of his way to help others. His big heart is the reason why we are all here today mourning. And this is why we cherish everything he has meant to the communities of Birmingham. His memories and the impact he has had in this world will always remain in our thoughts. We, the Hindu Council of Birmingham, extend our support to the family during these tough times. We hope that even with this small gesture, we can provide comfort to his family. I thank you for sharing him and the celebration of his life to us. Mrs. Joshna Tanki, President, Hindu Council of Birmingham. And finally, a message from the Birmingham Buddhist community. It is with great sadness that I learned of the passing of Dr. Nassim. My thoughts and condolences go firstly with his family and friends. Dr. Nassim was a man of great principles and served his community tirelessly and will be sorely missed, not only by his family and friends, but the whole of the community. The Faith Leaders Group came to be after the 9/11 disaster from a meeting of Dr. Nassim and the late Rabbi Tan, and we will miss his contributions greatly in our work towards a truly cohesive society. John Beard, Chair of Birmingham Buddhist Vihara. I think that selection of tributes is a fitting message about the breadth and depth of Dr. Nassim's commitment to the diverse communities of Birmingham. Thank you.